But you were really, you were sort of really kept apart. And sisters and brothers, particularly when we were in the mountains, because the buildings there were not like here. There was the Oriental Hotel, and then a bit out of the town where we were, Buckland, and then a few k's down the road, of course, there was Heatherbrae. So the little ones were at Heatherbrae, the middle-sized ones, about 80 or 90 of us, were at Buckland. And then the boys were sort of spread out between the Oriental Hotel, Greenhaze, Stonehaven, and Beverly Park, and then older girls up the mountains a bit further still.
Yes, that's right.
So that you only saw them, really only saw them once a month. I mean, at least here, my brother and I were in the same class at school, and you actually saw them, even though you didn't speak. But of course, up there, there was a month before you actually set eyes on them, because at Buckland, we had school there. We didn't go out to school or anything. It was school, home, and everything. That was our world.
Yes.
We went to church on a Sunday.
And then Sunday school afternoon?
During the school holidays, I think the local cinema at Springwood, we're only saying today, opened up for the Burnie kids, and we went to see a film. So other than that, you really, and we wouldn't have seen our brothers then, but so that up there you really only did see them once a month for a couple of hours when your parent collected you and then went on. I mean, in my case, it was my mum and dad at first, and then I lost my dad a month before my 10th birthday. Didn't see him for about 4 or 5 months, and was just told, oh, daddy's sick. When you're little, you know, if daddy's sick, he's got a cold or something. And then, of course, the next thing, I was told he was dead. And so then, of course, it was mum, and she was working night during the war, so she'd come up on a Sunday, but she'd have to sort of traipse from there to Springwood, collect my brother at the Oriental Hotel, then come and collect me at Buckland, then go out to Heatherbrae to the Littleys, and we'd have a couple of hours together out there, and it would be time for mum to deposit us back and come back to Sydney.
How did she get around? Because
train.
And up there?
Yeah.
She walked.
Oh, up there, we'd have to, we'd walk. She'd walk from the station to get Bert down to me. And then we'd actually walk up, I think, to... we wouldn't walk to Heatherbrae. Yeah, it's just too far. Yeah, my dad would have.
Yeah,
but we used to walk up to Hawkesbury Road. We'd actually go across the paddock, and I'd nearly have a fit because I know what Miss Rowe would think of that, but my dad was going to go that way anyway, which we did. And we'd sort of cut across, and we'd hit hail a cab. Or he'd walk back into Springwood then, past where he collected my brother, and catch a cab. So the day must have got away very quickly.
Yes.
And so that we did see very little of each other, you know, the 3 years that were in the mountains. So I think that was when you really, the bond was cut nearly completely, you could say, you know. And then, of course, when we came back after 3 years, we were all 3 years older. So by this time, or just before we came back, where my three little ones were in one home, the oldest of the three was now old enough to go to an older boy's home. So he was put into Oriental. And then, of course, when we came back here, because we were our age groups, mum had 5 and 7 years, so we were all pretty close together. And we were sort of dodging each other all the time, if you could say. One would be getting older and moved on, the other would be moving from here up to there. And it was almost like on a chessboard or something. I was with my sister for, it would have been 12 months at the very outside, because it's 5.5 years between us. And when she was old, and she's the youngest, she was only 2 when she came here, a year younger than what I was supposed to be. And she, when she came to actually be with me, which I used to pray fervently for every day, because I idolised my little sister, it was nearly time for me to move on. Because by this time I was old enough to be a big girl.
Yes.
So that was how families were.
Yes.
You know, they were, unless they were sort of the same age to put in the same home, that they weren't reared together.
Mm.
No.
Mm.